United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Richard Widmark. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. United States savings bonds now pay 3% interest, compounded semi-annually when held to maturity. For safety, convenience, and liberal interest, invest more in savings bonds through payroll savings where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. In a moment, we'll present our star. But now let's ring up the curtain on our show with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra in a special Sosnick arrangement of Can't We Be Friends? And now, our guest, the popular dramatic star of motion pictures, Richard Widmark. He appears in an original guest star sketch entitled Destination Freedom. For the performance of Richard Widmark, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Ned Lefebvre.
The sky over Lisbon Airport was dark and cloudy that night. In spite of the heavy weather, a big private plane was poised at the far end of the runway, ready to hop off on a pre-dawn flight to the United States. Sidney Davis, the owner and pilot, was making a final checkup. He opened the door of the luggage compartment and found a stowaway.
Hey, what is this? Come on, get out of here.
Please let me stay. I mean no harm to anyone.
Now, look, young lady, this is not a sightseeing trip. We're going that away across the ocean.
That is where I want to go, to America. Just once, even if I am sent back here, I want to see the wonderful lady they tell me about. The lady with the torch.
Oh, the Statue of Liberty. Well, she's a grand old girl, and the torch in her hand gives forth a very precious light. But I can't take you there because I'm in enough trouble already. I'm Sidney Davis. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Oh. Well, they call me Daredevil Davis because once I flew under the Brooklyn Bridge, and I've never lived it down. Now I've got myself engaged to a French girl. An actress.
Oh, that is very nice.
Well, my folks won't think so. I'm flying her home to my family, and when they get one look at Yvette, I'll be in the soup again.
In the soup?
In trouble. Who are you?
Constantina. To my friends, I am Tina. I am what you say is a DP, a displaced person. No country, no people.
And no passport.
But I did have one. It was stolen. Mm-hmm. I want to get into your country now. Not weeks or months or years from now.
Well, Tina, if things were different, I might
Sidney.
Be
able...
Uh-oh. If a vet finds you here... Look, I'll take a chance that you're telling me the truth. But you have been issued a passport. Now get back in there, hang on, and keep quiet.
Thank you. I will. It's me.
Here, Yvette, take my hand and I'll help you up.
You're acting mean. Don't pull me so out.
Look, I told you to wait in the waiting room until I was ready for you. I'm double-checking the ship because I'm flying without a co-pilot, so don't give me any trouble.
You can't talk to me like that. I am your fiancé, remember?
How can I forget it? Darling, fasten your seatbelt. We're shoving off for the land of the free. Motor trouble. Untie that raft back there. If the motor conks out, we'll have to shut it down.
Underwater? Oh, but this is a land plane.
Yes, I know it is. But it'll float long enough to get a raft out. Now keep still. We're losing altitude. Hang on tight. Fasten your belt.
Oh, we will die. We will all be killed.
Quiet and fasten that belt.
Oh, but we will die. We will die.
Look out. Here we go.
Share our food and our water with a stowaway, eh?
Yes, I was a stowaway. I wanted so much to get to America, and I will get there.
Sure, we'll all get there. We'll be picked up.
What is that thing that you're doing?
A Gibson girl. Oh. When you crank it, it sends out radio signals.
May I do it?
Sure, nothing to it. Just turn the crank.
Turn it faster, stowaway.
My name is Constantina.
To me, it is... Stowaway.
Cut it out, Yvette. We're all in the same boat. Literally.
Yes, a rubber boat. Oh, I am thirsty. Give me some water.
Tina's in charge of the water.
Why does she have to have charge of it?
Because I don't trust you.
Oh.
You hooked me into getting engaged to you, and you threatened to sue me if I broke it. I'll take my medicine, but I don't have to like it. Tina takes care of the water.
Very well. Give me some water, stowaway.
My name is Constantina.
Give me some water, Constantina.
No, we must save the water.
You give me the water, you...
No, get it out!
Hey, be careful, grab it! Oh, holy smoke.
Oh, look what you did. You knocked the thing I was cranking into the sea. It is gone.
Yes, it is gone, and with it went our chance for a quick rescue. We can't last much longer. No food. How much water?
Less than a cup. Water. You need some water. You had your water. And some of mine, too.
Yes, and shut up about water.
Oh, look. Look. Seagulls. Oh, Mr. Sidney, you have a gun. Can you shoot one?
Maybe. If one comes close enough. Ah, here's one.
Oh, you missed. Quick, give me the gun. I'm very good with it.
All right, you try it.
Oh, the birds. They fly away. Oh, but the gun I shall keep. Now you will give me the water, stowaway.
No. No, this water is for all of us. You wouldn't dare to shoot me.
Yvette, snap out of it.
Oh, I won't dare, huh? One, two, three.
Yvette, give me that thing you... Steady the raft, Tina. I've got to get her. I ought to let her drown, but I can't do it.
Oh, careful. There are sharks around.
I hope they're not as hungry as we are.
There. Over there.
Keep your chin up, baby. Be right with you. All right. Here you are. You wanted water. I hope you got plenty of it.
Oh, Sidney. You saved my life.
Well, I couldn't let anybody drown, not even you.
Oh, you ate me, don't you?
Well, I've had reason to, haven't I?
Oh, yes. But I'm sorry. If we are going to die, I don't want you to die eating me. I am the one who is the stowaway. If I could, I would go back to France.
Do you mean that?
Oh, yes. Yes, if we ever get rescued. Don't say if we are rescued. We will be rescued. Believe it.
Thank God if I don't. You know, I've got the feeling... Hey, look, a plane.
Oh, it is.
An amphibian. Oh. Let's pray that they see us.
Oh, they will. They will. And I will soon see that lady with the torch. The land of freedom.
It sure is, Tina. And I've got my freedom again.
thank you, Richard Widmark, for a really enjoyable performance.
Thanks very much, Ned. I enjoyed doing it.
And now that you're out of character, how about joining me for a few well-chosen phrases about savings bonds?
Fine. Only I'll be right in character. Saving my spare dollars in United States savings bonds is a regular part of my life. Because for my money, they're a perfect way to save.
Mm-hmm. For anybody's money, they are.
Yes, indeed. When your money is invested in bonds, it's absolutely safe. It earns a good return, and it's always easily convertible to cash if you should need it for an emergency. But best of all, Ned, when you put part of your income aside regularly in savings bonds, it doesn't take long to start making your daydreams become realities. You begin to see where the money's coming from for your children's education, for that new home you've hoped for, or perhaps for your own retirement.
Yeah, right. And the secret of success in saving is regularity. That's why millions of Americans buy bonds through the automatic payroll savings plan at work or the bond-a-month plan at the bank. Either way, the saving's done for you.
Friends, let me urge you to start today to make tomorrow happier and more secure. Save with United States Savings Bonds, one of the world's finest investments.
A good suggestion, Richard Widmark. Thanks again for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra round out our show with a distinctive arrangement of Gypsy Air. Transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today featured Richard Widmark. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Mr. Widmark for their contribution to the Savings Bond program. The supporting players were Alma Lawton and Gigi Pearson, the narrator Ned Lefebvre, and the play was directed by Louis Graff. Next week we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. So we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that automatic saving is sure saving. Sign up for payroll savings where you work for the regular purchase of United States savings bonds.